This is Come On, Dude.
All right, here we are at the conclusion of the regular season for the Boom Goes the Dynamite playoffs. We've got some stories to tell, some things to talk through here regarding the league, and it's going to be a fun one. I'm joined here today by the one and only number one seed, 11-3 manager, Booby Scherf.
How's it going, man?
You know, we're doing as good as you can be, considering you didn't make the playoffs, but we'll talk about that when we get there. So Zach's unable to be with us tonight. He's got to cut the grass on his driveway with scissors, I guess, so he can't be here.
Yeah, no. Pretty crazy. Sounds really tedious. Sending my best of luck to him.
Yeah, not sure how he got wrapped up in all that action, but maybe we can get a before and after picture, hopefully, when he joins us. But we're going to start it off today like we always do and talk about some sports news regarding other sports before we get into Boom Goes Dynamite stuff. And that is that World Cup matches were played today, and we are set with a final between Argentina and France. Now,
dude, hold up. Did you watch the Argentina game?
No, I didn't get to watch either the semifinals or the ones before that, really.
That would have been the perfect game for you to watch after we talked the World Cup last episode to understand what Lionel Messi is.
Yeah, because I heard or saw things on Twitter, and I was going to ask you about this because some of them were like, well, look at this Messi goal, and all it said was like no content or like I don't want to say like abusive content. But
so
like,
yeah, no, it's really annoying because since I've been following soccer, a lot of the news networks that tweet out videos and stuff, they're from overseas and they block, like you have to be in the region to be able to view their content, like only some. That's why Fox Soccer has been very nice during the World Cup because they post like all the highlights from all the games, like the big moments. Like today, some dude from Morocco, they played really well.
I saw that.
But he tried to bike it in, like their backup center back. It was crazy. I thought it went in. I was like, my jaw dropped. Like, it was a really good game. France got a second goal late in the game that kind of sealed the deal for them to go to the final. You can't quote me on this. It might be the second or the first time ever a team is going back to the World Cup final, back-to-back World Cups.
Is that France?
Yeah. They obviously won in 2018. But Mbappe going to his second World Cup final already. He's, like, next up. Like,
yeah,
I don't know.
I know he's a good guy.
But it wasn't Messi's goal. He had this run down the right side where he, like, megged a guy. And then he went all the way down. He got to the box. He faked as he was going inside and then scoop turned inside, drove all the way down, like, the end line by the goal. And he just passed it simply for the easiest assist. Like,
yeah,
it was just, like, he's just an alien on the pitch, man. Like, nobody – I don't know, dude. It's so hard to describe. Like, he's so fun to watch. Like,
he's
just
– older, right?
What was that?
He's on the older side of things, right?
Oh, he's 35.
Yeah, like, he's old.
He shouldn't be doing that still, what he's doing. And he's been doing it for almost 20 years now. I mean, he was a phenom when he was 18, 17 years old. Like,
I saw that there was a stat he – had a three-goal match when he was, like, 19 or 20, 21, something like that. And then he also had a three-goal match when he was 35. So, and, like, I think it was, like, in different decades or something like that, you were able to have a three-goal game, which is pretty impressive. So, I've always been a Messi fan. And then I know some of the younger generation is definitely Ronaldo fans. So, I guess I should have watched the game and paid a little bit more attention.
Yeah, I just had to look it up because I knew it was something crazy. He was signed by – I think he was signed by Barcelona when he was 13.
What the fuck?
He was 13 years old and Barcelona like bought him, and then he moved to like Spain from Argentina and like made his debut when he was 17. So he's almost been doing it for 20 years.
That's insane.
He still is like the best player in the world.
Wow. Yeah. So, I mean, this finals match, is this kind of what people expected, or are these two of the top teams, or?
Well, I was rooting, obviously, for Morocco just because it was a really cool story, but if you were looking for the best matchup left, it was Argentina-France. I want Messi to win it because he's never won the World Cup. It's his second final. He lost the last one. But the last time these two teams played was in the last World Cup, and it was a classic. So should be a good game. It's early on Sunday. It's at 9 a.m. before all the games start
Okay.
that most people that listen to this care about, but I'll be up watching it. I'm excited.
I'll definitely have to tune in at least a little bit to watch, because it's going to be a generational soccer player playing against another generational soccer player coming up. So,
Exactly.
real quickly, won't touch on it much, but RIP to Mike Leach. He passed away, and he was formerly the head coach for the Mississippi State football team and just a character in all of college sports. So,
Was
RIP
he
to him.
just at Mississippi State?
Yeah.
Wasn't he there currently?
Well, I meant formally as in like he passed away, sorry.
Oh, okay. I thought that he was currently the head coach. I'm pretty sure. Yeah, he was.
Yeah, he was.
Because I remember he was at Washington State for a long time, and their quarterbacks were always putting up like 6,000-yard seasons, and you're wondering what the hell is going on. I mean, it's just kind of the name that like real football guys know, because he's been such an innovator in college football of spreading out an offense and just air raid, like really like setting up new schemes for all these like pass heavy offenses in college to use and just throw the ball. So yeah, man, he's a legend. Gave some of the greatest interviews we've seen in college football. He's just an
Yep.
electric character. From everything I saw, he was just an amazing guy. You know, rest in peace to the man. Legend lost.
Continuing with college football, Caleb Williams out of USC ends up winning the Heisman Trophy. And not necessarily we care about the Heisman Trophy, but I saw a video and someone was like, this would be the perfect time to for USC to reinstate Reggie Bush's Heisman like number. And I say number because if you look in their stadium, any player from USC that has won a Heisman, they have like their numbers in certain sections, like their jerseys, right? And then they have like four across the top. They had Reggie Bush's in the bottom middle, and then they took it away, right? But now it would just look weird if they have just Caleb Williams. Now would be the perfect time for them to add it back with Caleb Williams right there. So
It's so dumb, dude. It makes me so angry, because growing up, like I was like Reggie Bush, like when I was a kid, like in like flag football in elementary school, like I wore number 5 because of Reggie Bush. I
oh,
had
he
a
was
Reggie
gone.
Bush Saints jersey. Like he was my favorite player growing up, like dead ass, like literal favorite football player. And like he was so unreal in college. And the fact that the reason that he doesn't have all his accolades, and he's not like, obviously his number's not in the stadium, is because of name, image and likeness, which is now a thing. And Caleb Williams is making so much money as an athlete. He's one of the top earners in NIL. Like, it's crazy. So like now you look back, like it's just he didn't cheat the game. Like
No.
all he did is make money off of his name, which
Yep.
was illegal for bullshit reasons where college just controlled their players forever. And you know, I really hope that there's one day where they go back and reinstate all that stuff. Like that would be really cool, because he really is one of the best college football players to ever play.
Oh.
But hey, respect to Caleb Williams. I love his game. He's gonna
Oh,
be
yeah.
the number one pick, not this year's draft, but the following. I mean, him or Trevor Lawrence. When it comes to quarterbacks that had dominant seasons that won a Heisman before they like were even eligible to declare.
Well, we're gonna have to see. I know you've been a Trevor Lawrence watcher, and to see
Yeah.
how he's been doing. So it will be interesting to see how Caleb
He's
Williams
had
plays.
some really good games as of late. Like two
Oh
out of
yeah.
the last 3 weeks, he's been very good, and that's good to see. I've been waiting to see that, but you know, the beginning was obviously, I think before when we brought this up, Zach's brought up Urban Meyer, and I respect that because, like, I mean, it's just Urban Meyer. What the fuck? But yeah, basically, I don't know. We'll see what happens with Trevor, but I have high hopes for Caleb Williams in the NFL.
Real quickly to talk about like how like reinstating Reggie Bush's stuff again, like when like the sports councils or whatever, like the NCAA, when they do stuff like that, like you can take the accolades away, but like everybody watched him have that season. Everybody watched him grab the trophy. Everybody watched him do those things. It's the same thing for like when you take wins away from a coach, and the one that I come to mind is when they took 100 and some wins away from Coach Boeheim at Syracuse. It's like everyone was at those games, like they saw him win. So when you like quote take things away, all you're doing is getting rid of the image of it. But people talk, like generations talk, like everyone knows that Reggie Bush was this unbelievable talent and is a Heisman Trophy winner.
This is bad podcasting because I feel like I heard what you said, but was it, did you mention Syracuse?
Yeah, Coach Boeheim. So they took
Not
away
to not to like switch topics real quick, but like what like Bay, I'm out like soon. I know you follow them.
Oh yeah, no, they you can't get rid of him at this point. Dude
But
killed
they're
it.
not good. They haven't
Oh.
been good for years. They just had a couple tournament runs where it's like, how are they doing this? Because it's March. And then like I know that not a lot of people that care about Syracuse want him there anymore. Like the
Nope.
game's passed them up.
Oh yeah. I'm gonna be one of those guys like let it ride when we ride, and I only say that because like the past 3 or 4 years, we have not had even good players, so like it doesn't even necessarily matter, right? But you can't fire the guy. Like he has to quit on his own. Like a guy like that who's literally been your entire program, like arguably literally your entire program. Don't care how bad things get, like he has to walk away on his own. I think he's
What
close to, but to your point, yeah, there's a bunch of people that follow Syracuse that want him gone because the zone, it works against people not in the ACC. If you're in the
Yeah.
ACC, they ruin it now, right? And this has passed you up. And then other things, we're not getting the recruits, I think, because of the way we play defense and offense. Like our offense is horrible. We have one freshman, Judah Mintz, who's kind of unreal. He's good, but then everybody else is not good at all.
Yeah, I mean, you gotta imagine that he's probably waiting for Melo's son to come in.
That'd be the only thing I could think of. They did it. They offered.
Because I've seen an interview where he, like, I think it's pronounced Kyan, but I think I've seen an interview where his dream school is Syracuse and they've already offered him. So it's like, give Boeheim like what 3 5 more years? Is it gonna make it that long? Like I don't know how old he is. I mean he's old as hell,
He's
God knows.
76, I want to say. Dude, he's old.
Yeah, Jesus, bro. Just give it up. I don't know.
I have to look. Let me put this in perspective. He was at Syracuse before Coach K was at Duke.
Oh. He's ancient, bro. What was his first
70,
year?
78 years old.
Okay, when was his first season?
Oh, I think this is his 47th year.
Bro, that's double our lives.
Yeah. Oh, dude. Yeah. He went, he attended Syracuse. Was a starter his junior year, I believe, and then didn't play much his senior year. Became a grad assistant right away. So he's literally been at Syracuse since he was 18 years old.
Okay, so what year approximately did he start coaching?
I'm just gonna have to look it up. When was.
I mean, roughly 1970,
All right, so he.
1975, 1976.
1978, 1978, 79.
Oh my God. Our parents were like 10 years old, dude.
Dude, I'm not sure. My dad's 44. I don't even know.
Your dad's 44?
47. I lied.
Your dad's not even 50. Really? He's really young.
My parents are younger.
Were
My
they
grand.
18?
Yeah, they were 22 and 23.
Damn.
And then
Like my dad's 57, 58.
my grandparents are like 74 on my dad's side.
Wow. That's
So
about normal. That's about normal.
I guess. But so
Because
Bear.
they would have been like in a third, that would have been like 30 almost, like when they had your dad, but
No. I want to say 64 then. Sorry. They're 18, 17 and 18. This is way too much
Oh.
TMI in this
All right, we are so off
podcast.
topic, but I thought that was super interesting. I'm sorry.
So Boeheim played at Syracuse on the varsity team from 63 to 66. Okay.
Oh my God, dude.
And then,
He doesn't know anything else. He's
yeah,
not gonna leave. He's
that's
gonna
what
die as head coach.
I'm saying. And
Bless
everybody
him.
thought he was going to be done after his kid was done. And his kid was done last year. Like that was his final year. And that would have been a good kind of transition because Buddy played really well and it was just kind of a good father-son moment, like get in, get out and be done. And then he announced he was coming back, and everyone's like, oh my God, why? Why?
Yeah, man. I don't know. I don't know. We got to keep this thing moving, though.
Yeah, we got to move. But back, we're going to talk about hockey. So Alex Ovechkin, 800 goals, third player to ever do it. He's always been one of my favorite hockey players, just because his last name at first. But
yeah, growing up, he was like my favorite hockey player. Like when I played the games, when I was playing like NHL 08 and NHL 10, like he was always my favorite just because. No, like this is a disrespecting Sidney Crosby because I probably put Sidney Crosby over Ovechkin, but Ovi's just like one of the most prolific goal scorers of all time.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
And that's why I liked him. Like growing up, I wanted to see goals. Like Sidney has a lot of assists, but Ovechkin puts the puck in the net.
I mean, to put this in perspective, people that don't know hockey, so Wayne Gretzky, if you're a sports fan at all, hopefully,
no,
Wayne Gretzky is, he's got 894.
Dude, if we could do a whole podcast on the craziest Wayne Gretzky stats, he has like the top eight seasons, like individual seasons of most points in NHL history in a season. He has like the top eight.
It's just like I was listening.
He had over 200 points 1 year. Like I don't even know, man, dude. I can't think of like. I think guys are lucky to touch 130 nowadays. He had like over 200 multiple times, like 85 goals, 92 assists, like cracked. No, it was like 85 goals, 120 assists, something
like
it's fake. It's fake stuff. He's like the most dominant player in any sport ever.
Yep. It's that point right there, because some people are like, well, we talk about like goats of sports and there's usually someone where you can like, you
know, nobody's saying Ovi or Sidney Crosby or even McDavid are better than Gretzky. Like, there won't be a better
player. He's the undisputed goat. And
yeah, nobody will be better. Nobody. It won't happen.
Let's move on. College basketball. Okay. Chris Beard. He is at Texas. He got suspended for a possible felony or murder on a family member.
It wasn't murder. It was he strangled his fiance.
Okay, strangled his fiance. But I thought that was just crazy. And the reason I say that is because he's been one of the top coaches like in the NCAA for men's basketball in the past like 4 or 5 years. And he's the reason that recruits come to these schools. Like Texas is now a really good school for basketball. And then this comes out. Like I wonder how many recruits are still gonna go over by him.
I mean, dude, he's gonna get fired. I know they put him on indefinite leave, but like it's probably just one of those situations where they're like, well, like we gotta fire him, like he can't, like domestic assault, like you can't keep that guy as your head coach, but he's a good coach, he's really good at what he does, like this sucks, he's the best coach we've had here probably almost ever. Yeah,
I mean,
tough. We don't condone that shit. I hope he gets fired. No. He shouldn't have another job. It's fucked up.
Boeheim killed
him,
help,
buddy.
Boeheim killed a man, and he's still coaching.
That was an accident.
We'll never know.
I know, but it's fucked. It's just an old guy that it was dark. It was probably wasn't it raining?
It was snowing, yeah.
So, dude, not to bring it up, but like the other night, I was driving out to Lake Geneva for a dinner, and it should be illegal to have black roads. Like all black roads. Dude, I can't see shit when it's raining. Is that just me?
Yes. Like no one else has a problem with that, I'm pretty sure. Like, what do you mean
if by it's dark and there's not a lot of lights on a road and it's a black road and it's raining, it's bad.
Is there white and yellow lines on it?
No.
I mean, hopefully your lights are on. I don't know.
Yes, dude. Okay, if anybody else has this problem or has this complaint as well, I'm not saying I can't see. Like, I know what's going on, but it's so difficult.
Yeah.
Like, just make the road, all roads the same color. There's no reason to have it all black asphalt to make it look cool. I don't know. I can't see. I can barely see where I'm fucking turning.
Well, we don't want to hear about your driving anymore, but that's a good point to me.
Anybody that has the same complaint, hit me up. I want to know.
So Cade Cunningham for the Detroit Pistons is out for the year. He's having shin surgery. Now, you made the point we were kind of briefly talking earlier about how he was hurt pretty much a good chunk of last year, right? I have a theory that the Pistons, I think, are at a point where they're seeing, well, we're on the right trajectory to do well. We're not going to get that top pick, and we're not going to get one of the top picks because we're going to win enough games. So they're like, you know what? Those teams that are in the Wemby sweepstakes, we're going to take out our best player, literally make him have surgery. So he's out. That ups our chances. And they're trying to trade Sadiq Bey. They're taking calls for him now. So they're trying to get rid of younger talent too. I think they are all in on these Wemby sweepstakes and kind of like to the Spurs and whoever else of the world, Orlando maybe, like play your cards. Here's our cards. We're playing them.
Dude, first off, they're not making him get surgery. You think he wants to
Yeah.
get surgery? You think
No,
he
I'm not
wants to sit
saying
out?
making. I'm putting air quotes on making. Yes, that was probably the wrong word to use. But I think they were encouraging, not encouraging, but like if you want to have surgery, like do it. Like don't push through it.
I probably think it was like he needed surgery.
Okay. We'll see.
Probably
Hey.
the case.
I think it's all about the Wemby sweepstakes.
It's always better if you don't have to go under the knife in any scenario. Yeah.
But
So, like, he needed it.
if you're going to tell me that none of it is part of the Wemby sweepstakes, I won't believe you.
Okay. That's your conspiracy.
Yep. That's my conspiracy on Cade Cunningham being out for the year.
Did you watch the Lakers lose last night?
No, but you texted that they were pitiful.
It was so sad.
Like, can you just give us like a 30-second rundown?
They went on like a huge like 28-4 run to take the lead in the fourth quarter, and then right as they took the lead, and they like jumped out to like a 10-point lead. They went on like a 17 to the Boston went on like a 17-4 run to send it to OT off of Jason Tatum like turnaround at the end of the fourth, and then the Lakers Russell Westbrook took Lakers took like or Westbrook took three straight shots, two threes and one mid-range because they were literally not guarding him and they were like, please shoot it, and he did, and then they lost. It was horrible to watch. I was so mad.
Probably a bad coaching mistake. You can't let Westbrook shoot that
Dude,
much.
I think it's as simple as like if they're not guarding Russ, like if they're gonna let him shoot threes, why not run him as a screener? Why not have him screen for a guy and make somebody step up? Like, dude, it's so like sometimes you feel like you know more, but you just don't. But like, it's like Darvin, call an on-ball screen with Russ as the screener. It's
Darvin.
like, come on, dude. But
Darvin. I got you.
anyways, whatever. We're not gonna. I see you don't have anything about Zion on here, but that's fine. We can keep moving.
Well, I was just gonna kind of keep basketball out this week. I mean, real quick, I mean he's been on a tear.
Yeah.
We'll see if it continues. Okay. See if
They
it
will.
continues. But
Yeah, they're the one seed.
you know who else has been on a tear is Jason Tatum.
Yeah.
So
I know. Very good player.
who was the guy we were saying you were debating about? Who was it? Who were Jason Tatum? And you took Ja. Ja or Jason Tatum, maybe?
I think it was Ja.
Yeah. Proving his point.
It's close.
But T.Y. Hilton, name drop out of nowhere, got signed to the Cowboys. Does this mean anything?
No.
No, absolutely not. Nothing.
No, dude. When's the last time T.Y. Hilton did anything?
No,
5 years
me.
ago? You remember when this is like when Dez Bryant got signed by the Ravens and people were like, Dez Bryant on the Ravens?
I
It's
feel
like,
like this is a
guys.
little bit better, right? How old is T.Y. Hilton?
Yo, no.
Nothing. All right, we're done with that one then. But, and
Now,
then
let me quickly just look up something about T.Y. Hilton. Let's see when the last time he had a productive season. It had to be at least 2, 3 years
oh,
ago.
I drafted him in fantasy
He
last.
hasn't had a 1,000 receiving yards since 2018.
When's the last time you had 800 receiving yards?
It hasn't.
Or
He had 700 yards in 2020.
jeez, man.
Yeah, no, he's not. He used to be a fantasy guy
Yeah.
a long time ago, but
And
whatever. Let's pass him up.
our last point in our sports news is Kyle Murray on Monday night, out for the season, torn ACL, RIP.
Yeah, it sucks. Their season was already such a bummer, and then you have Kyler make a quick cut, and he's done for the year on a Non-contact knee injury.
So hot take here. Who's more on the hot seat? Cliff Kingsbury or Kyle Murray when he comes back from injury?
Cliff.
Because I feel like it could go.
You just gave Kyler so much money.
I know, but
he
I feel
can't
like it
be
could
gone
go both ways. Like, he's got to produce a little bit better. Like, his numbers haven't been great, or he's just very inconsistent. Like, he's either really good or really bad.
Kyler Murray's an interesting one, man. I don't know. We'll have to wait and see what he looks like after injury and everything, but like, it's just.
I do agree with you with the money thing. Like, you gave him that much money, you're probably going to go all in with
he shouldn't have got all that money. I argued that right when it happened, but
yep. 100%.
It is what it is.
So,
hard to come by quarterbacks these days, and he's at least good enough.
Yeah. But, all right. Hey,
like
that
Kyler
was...
Murray or Kyler Murray or Kirk Cousins this year.
That's Zabba would tell you Kyler Murray every single day. He thinks Kirk Cousins is awful, but I don't.
Kirk Cousins
Kirk Cousins
is having
is
a very viable
a game
season.
Manager, man. He's a game manager and knows his strengths that Justin Jefferson's on his team.
Yeah.
Can you blame him?
Mm-hmm.
But that's going to be our sports from this past week and just some of our thoughts and feelings. Again, we try to give our sports takes as much as we can from the heart. We want to make sure that we are being genuine to ourselves and not trying to give you this logical explanation, because I think it's more entertaining that way when we kind of just throw takes out there. All right.
Well, like Mitch is more of an emotional guy than I am. When it comes to takes, like he likes to believe things that aren't true as well. But I like to come with some facts, but I will have my biases here and there.
Yeah. But week 14, the last week of the regular season, we hyped it up a bunch and we kind of got what we were looking for in terms of games this week and how they shook up and where people landed in terms of the playoffs and stuff like that.
I would like to say also, apologies about last episode. When Mitch went to upload it, he put in a song at the beginning, and we haven't had this issue before, but they weren't allowing us to submit it. Like, they were literally rejecting the episode until literally I had to take out the song and edit some things in the podcast, and it didn't come out until like Saturday night. And that is my apologies. Probably not a lot of people got to listen, but thought I would at least address that. Probably should have addressed it at the beginning, but that is on us.
Yeah, and it's not like we had this recorded Tuesday, and when they sent it in, when I sent it in, and they're like, no. They're like, yes, something's in your audio. I was like, I don't know what it could be because we don't play music in the background, so maybe it was someone was on Snapchat video or something like that. But nonetheless, week 14, here's the results. Nick ends up beating Mitch, or myself, 138-76 with the most pitiful performance, and we talked about how I had low chances to get in the playoffs, and everything that needed to happen for me happened except for what I needed to do. If I beat Nick, I'm in. I'm almost positive I'm in.
Yeah, man. Your lineup sucks.
Oh yeah, it wasn't pretty, and even the guys that were supposed to be good for me, Stephon Diggs and Josh Allen, really weren't good. Josh Allen was okay, but then Stephon Diggs didn't do great.
Mm-hmm.
So that was just, you know, heartbreaking. And I knew fantasy was going to do this, right? You think you've got no shot during like week 11, and then you start to win some games. Things start to fall your way. I won some games by like 4 points that were like in the low hundreds or like the high 90s. I was like, well, you never know. And then this shit happens where Nick, don't offense, your team's fine, but like Nick, who's at the bottom of the league, you're like, oh, I should probably get a win. Nope, didn't happen like that. So, Nick, all power to you. Good job. Good win. But wasn't very proud of my performance there.
Yeah, I mean, Nick's team had a really all-around day. Like, everybody at least got him 10 points. This is for ETN. I don't know what the fuck's been up with him. I know he looked amazing for a couple weeks and then got hurt last week, I think it was, and then now 3.2 again. Like, and they dominated. They went crazy. So, I have no idea, but we'll see what happens. Like,
it wasn't fun, but Nick beats me. That knocks me out of the playoffs and on to our second game. Zach ends up beating Vertz 123-79. However, Vertz still survives and he makes it into the playoffs. Somehow, some way, he makes it in.
I mean, he had two goose eggs.
And he gets into the fucking playoffs.
Ramondre got hurt. Debo Samuel is out for a couple weeks.
Maybe a few years. That looked really like, did you see the replay?
It was bad, yeah.
It didn't
He's
look good.
done. He might be done till some point in the playoffs in real life. So Vertz is probably fucked. Absolutely fucked. Yeah.
I mean, Zach, you're getting what you need out of Herbert. He's not here, but he's doing just fine, I think, for the trade he made. I think the disappointing part of that trade for you is Nick Chubb. Ever since Watson's came back, they've been relying, not relying, but just doing more passing and not really bell cowing Nick Chubb.
Yeah, at least I mean I see Deontay Johnson with 14 on his bench. Has he been doing that recently? His year's been horrible.
He doesn't have a
Holy
single
shit.
touchdown, and Zach was bitching to me about it for a long time.
Look at his offense.
But Mark Andrews, his value is going to drop like a rock now that Lamar's hurt, which it's showing. He had 3.7 points.
Yep, it's Kelce and nobody.
Yep, it's Kelce and nobody. It's Kelce
And
and
Kelce hasn't even had good weeks back to back. Like they've been really pedestrian weeks, like around the rest of the tight ends.
then a. Yeah. But shout out to Zach and his win, because then he does secure that 2 seed with the first round bye. So he's sitting pretty looking at the second round for people on his side. We'll get into the playoff bracket here in a second. But our third game, Berg ends up beating Joel 102 to 79. And with that win,
Nope, 93, 93.86.
my bad. Berg beats Joel 102 to 93.86. My apologies. But with that win, Adam wins 3 in a row and he avoids the garbage bowl with that win. Talk about managing down the stretch.
Berg's is happy to get out of the league for the year. He'll run it back next year with whatever he deems to do with his team in the draft. He had a really frustrating year, you know. I just don't understand. I thought his team was good the whole year. Like Terry McLaurin was like came on late, and then Chris Godwin came on late, and then Josh Jacobs was basically damn near MVP of fantasy this year. Still didn't do anything for him because DeAndre Swift and Alvin Kamara were massive letdowns.
Yeah, Kamara especially. But he had the one
How
more.
did Berg also Berg? I don't know if this is something to look into next year when you draft. How did you have so many bye weeks where you were just completely fucked as a team? Like, why do you have Montgomery, Kamara, McLaurin, and Robinson on bye? And I feel like that happened 2 to 3 other times this season when you had guys.
There's more injuries in the beginning. I mean, Brian Robinson got shot in the leg. He was out for a while.
Yeah, that is true.
So I think it was that, because then Swift got hurt also. And then Waller had been hurt for a long time.
Godwin got hurt after week one.
Yep. So he
Just
was.
a frustrating year for the guy. I know he's happy that he doesn't have to deal with the garbage bowl. I mean, it's a dreadful 2 weeks. It'll really test your character. So glad that he's not involved in that just for his own sake. I thought he had a solid team the whole year and just sucks.
Now, Joel didn't
But
really have to worry about this game. He's in the playoffs, and he's
God.
currently the 4 seed. So,
Dude.
here we go, Joel.
I'm rooting for him purely out of A, I like matchup wise going into the second round because he's in the round that plays into me. And then secondly, I honestly want to see, like, if he won it all, I wouldn't be mad.
Nope, I don't think I could be mad either. And I don't think he
People would
would.
be, no, people would be mad, but I wouldn't be because I'd seriously just, it might be the end of our fantasy league if he won it all. Honestly, I think a lot of people would contemplate playing next year.
I don't think he would care if he won. He'd be like, okay. I mean, he made a comment. He texted the group. He goes, if I win, I'm donating all the money to charity. All of it. Because he doesn't deserve it. But let's move on to our next game. Booby, you ended up defeating Reed 137 to 133. Closer game than expected, considering it looked like you were going to kind of run away with it. But Reed gave it his best shot. He pushed and pushed, and he almost got the win over you. I mean, loss didn't hurt you either way, but it would have really helped Reed if he won. But you beating him knocked him out of the playoffs, even though that Vertz lost as well.
Yeah, biggest thing about my team, God, I love that Keenan Allen is back. That's all. That's all I gotta say. He's been awesome. And like, I didn't have him the whole year until it literally didn't matter for me anymore.
Yeah,
I don't
like
know. It's crazy. And
just
now I don't
yeah.
know what's gonna happen with McCaffrey with everybody being injured on that team.
I
Like,
mean, you just had 30 with Purdy.
I'm saying it's a good thing. Like,
Yeah.
everybody's hurt. Like, I don't know who else they're going to utilize. And it's Brock Purdy. Like, I
Like,
don't
CeeDee Lamb had a bad game for you, and even Travis Kelce had an unwarranted game.
know. Last thing about this game, because it sucks that Reed's season's over, but like his season was kind of a shit show. And it's kind of on him for starting Mike Williams when he was hurt. And he was out since Friday. Still didn't change it come Sunday. CeeDee Lamb, that trade with Joel, he's had. Since I've gotten him, he's had two of his three worst weeks of the season. I
Okay.
would like to say that. So, like, it
Well,
wasn't really lopsided. And Pittman's not going to play for me. He's literally not. So,
then who else did you get from him? Just those two?
Pittman. Yeah.
Okay. But that's gonna bring us to our next game, which is gonna be Levi, who goes out and beats Liam 95.3 to 94.66. Now, although Levi did win, Berg ends up winning too, so that still sends our guy Levi to the garbage bowl. And not a great game from either team, but Stone's been written already that Levi's going to be in the garbage bowl.
Yeah, it sucks. I just feel bad for I feel bad for Levi because if Javonte Williams never gets hurt, his season probably looks completely different. So it's
Oh, yeah.
just tough.
100%. I mean, but his team did okay. Just looks
He
like.
would have never had to trade for Jonathan Taylor. He would have had AJ Brown, Jalen Waddle, and Justin Jefferson with Javonte Williams. And I mean, Kyler got hurt, but you know, he just probably wouldn't be in the situation he is if that doesn't happen. And that's what sucks about injuries.
But Levi, we'll talk about Garswell when we get there. Liam, your team's been proven it can be beat. You're not going to consistently put up those big number points. So we'll have to hope that in the playoffs you put up some big numbers if you want to go out and take this thing home. So wish you the best of luck. And hopefully you can infiltrate that Champions League chat. Hopefully knock some sense into those guys. Now, for our game of the week this week, which was our biggest matchup, this was a truly win or go home scenario considering the points for. It was a good game to start early, I thought. I thought it was going to be a back and forth, but eventually Jordan ends up pulling away and he beats Lang 190 to 131. There's a whole lot of storylines going on with this game.
Yeah.
Jordan started 2-7, runs the table. And is now a five seed in the playoffs, not the six, the five seed because of how many points he's put up. And on the backside of that, is that six losses in a row for Lang?
It is.
Six losses. So you have the complete uproar of one team and the complete fall apart of another team where Lang was sitting pretty to make the playoffs. Now he's actually out of the playoffs. And I know the trash talk between these two back and forth all week. I have not yet to have a chance to talk to them to see what it was like.
Yeah, I mean, George's team just exploded. Jerry Jeudy with the game of his season. I'm pretty sure he didn't have three touchdowns the whole year. He had three in one game.
Yeah, what?
Jalen Hurts has been on an absolute tear, probably the MVP. Miles Sanders went nuts. AJ Brown had a good game. James Conner played really well against a tough defense.
Njoku,
Jordan
touchdown.
had his week of the year when he needed it most.
Oh, yeah, his team definitely showed up when standing in the face of pressure. So, Lang, your season's over. So was mine, though. I can't say much, but like, we're gonna have to get you on here, hear a comment from you shortly about what went wrong, right? I mean,
Breece Hall
yeah,
is
but
where it
he
all
was
started.
sitting pretty, right? And then Breece Hall, and then Ja'Marr Chase was out for a while. I mean, he had 28 points this week.
Trading away Joe Mixon, like that whole trade, like, yeah, there was some good out of it, but I'd say hindsight, he lost because Dameon Pierce really never was what he was to start the year. And then Jamar was out for a long time. And then Had to trade away Stephon for a running back, and Eckler wasn't
It's
amazing like he was to start the year. I mean, he had a good week this week,
Yeah, he's had a
but
good previous weeks, but yeah, he wasn't. I don't think he ever got over 30 from when I traded him to him. So,
yeah.
kind of what you expect when you get Eckler. Jordan put himself in a great spot to win because as we go down here to talk about playoff seeds and what it's going to look like for the upcoming weeks, is Booby, you get the number one seed and you get a bye. Okay. You're going to play the winner of the 4 seed Joel versus the 5 seed in Jordan. You've got two completely different guys in terms of how their fantasy season has gone. You've got one guy who's been on a tear the second half of the season, and another guy who the fantasy gods just are in love with and have a boner for because he's winning games he should never even be close to winning. And he still continues to lose guys and win games too. Not this last week, but 4 or 5 seed. I mean, we've got you here right now. Let's get your take on what you're expecting for these next weeks.
I
What are you?
mean, you'd think you'd expect. I've had brief conversation with Joel before we started this podcast because he was in the same room as you, as you guys are roomies. That's real love. But everybody's gonna expect Jordan to win. Jordan should win. It's a 40-point spread based on projections. My more thought is like, yeah, Jordan should win, but I think more the storyline that if Jordan were to lose to Joel would be just so funny considering the high horse Jordan is riding. And if he were to lose to Joel, who is like the biggest joke in the league to most people, like it would be worse than not making the playoffs, would be losing round one to Joel.
Yep, I would agree with that statement. I think a lot of people would also agree with that statement. Like you get to the playoffs and you make it in and then you lose to Joel, right? Me and you also had a brief conversation, like, what if Joel goes and wins the whole thing? He just wins
Then
game.
probably the league gets abolished. It's done. There is no more Boom Goes the Dynamite if Joel wins, because people will quit.
So he's gonna have to go through Jordan, who's one of the hottest teams, and then he gets you, who's the top team in the league at this moment in time. And were you the points leader or was Zach?
I was the points leader
So you're the
and
points.
points against, oddly enough.
Really? But you were the points leader, so he's gotta go through those two. And then he's either realistically gonna play Zach, who's been hot this season, and Liam, who's been hot this season. So arguably he's gonna have to beat three of the three best teams in the league to win it all. And if he does, with his track record and how he's winning games this past year, people are gonna have throw fits.
This is the first time that I've been thinking about the second round, like in a way of like I'm almost getting like antsy for it. Like I kind of like just anxious, like to like it doesn't matter who you're playing. Like it's the playoffs. Like you get like it's been 3 years since I've been in the playoffs, oddly enough. I won 9 games the last 2 years. So, I mean, I'm happy to be back. We'll
Yeah,
see what
let's go on
happens.
to our next matchup. So on the bottom half of the bracket, Zach gets his bye as a 2 seed. And then Liam is the 3 seed who will play Verts, the 6 seed, who sneaks in even though he lost. But for his points four, he gets the nod over Reed and Lang. This game, Verts, Liam. We're not doing game of the week or anything like that. But just talking outcomes, I think Liam should steamroll him. But
It's just kind of at the point where of the season where it's felt like if Jordan got in, it felt like three teams for a long time, and now Jordan's in after completely rehauling his team at the deadline and going on this run where it feels like there's just four teams left.
yeah.
Like, could Verts or Joel win? Like, it's fantasy. Anything can happen. But if you were looking for the best matchups based on projections and standings, the final four would be me, Zach, Liam, and Jordan.
Yeah, 100%.
That seems to be where we're heading.
Now it sucks Zach isn't with us because I know he was a big advocate of not having Jones on his side of the board. And I think what's going to happen here is whenever it gets to the second round, I think all that dick riding is going to come back to haunt him and Liam's going to steamroll him as well. No.
Like, Liam's got a great team. But like the thing that I've never understood is why Zach is so scared of his team, because
Yes.
I just see things wrong with his team that simply I don't see are wrong with mine. And especially with D Hop losing Kyler, like what's Colt McCoy gonna look like in that offense with D Hop? And Mike Evans has not been good this year. Like he's a name, but he hasn't been good. The Bucs offense is trash. And then DJ Moore's back to being what DJ Moore was at the beginning of the year.
And that's kind of what everybody's been saying. Like, no one's saying, Liam, that your team is bad. But
Amonra's very scary. He can go for 30 any week. And Joe Mixon is also very scary.
it's just this dick riding by Zach when, no
Yeah.
offense, Joel's been saying it for weeks, but clearly right now, Jordan, I'm sorry, but clearly, Booby, you have the best team in the league. And it had to do with, got a little bit lucky, but your Kenneth Walker pickup, right? Your trade for Travis Kelce.
Which hindsight is so funny because Liam was the one that dropped him. And also Saquon is scary, but he for some reason has been not very good the last few weeks.
He came down to earth a little bit, right?
I don't want to say his legs are getting like the Giants also have fallen off a little bit. I shouldn't say that he's like he's just had two games where like you cannot have those weeks out of him come this time of year. But I mean, I don't know. We'll see what happens. He's had a lot of touches this year, and they could be just kind of easing him up a little bit. I don't know. It's fantasy. Anything's gonna happen these next couple of weeks. It was just like simply my thoughts, and I can be totally wrong, but like I'm just giving my mindset going into this.
Yeah, but those are our playoff seeds. And if I'm not mistaken, there's three people, you, Jordan, and Joel, who have all won a championship before, right?
Yes,
And
half the
then
playoffs.
Ertz, Liam, and Zach have not. So you've got one side of the bracket and another side. So there's going to be a championship game for sure with someone who is not in the Champions League. So we could crown a new champion who
Yep.
has not won once. But then we are for sure also going to get someone who could be a possible two-time winner. So that championship game is going to be fun to talk about and see who people get behind in that matchup whenever we get there.
Did not think about that until right now, and that's awesome.
Yeah, so that's pretty cool. Another league wrinkle and just how things shaped out to be, which that's going to be fun. So,
It's just crazy that Jordan got the 5 seed, really. Like, what a collapse by the league.
I mean, yeah, you're right. You're right. But also, if you look at it, like, in terms of record wise, okay, I was.
It's as simple as if Reed plays, it doesn't play Mike Williams. It's as easy as he pays attention to the app.
Yeah, you could do that
He
for
had 3 days. He had
a
3 days
lot of.
to figure that out and didn't.
You could do that for a lot of things. But, like, according to the bracket, you're 11-3 and Zach's 9-5. So there's already a two gap game there. But from the two seed to the. And let's just call it the seven seed. Okay. There's a two game difference. So essentially you're playing for the last 2 weeks of the season, regardless of points four, because yes, you obviously have to put points four up, and that's the reason why Verts got in. But for the league to be considered that close and finishing from you could be a two seed or a seven seed between two wins, I think that's fairly close.
It's like that every year.
Yeah.
It really is. Like the middle of the league is jam-packed every year, and then there's like two or three bad teams, and then there's two or three really, really good teams. And this year it seems that we have four. And it's gonna be interesting.
So let's keep moving though. We've got our seasons over section. So players that are in that 7 to 10 range. Don't even know why we're still here. It's in no particular order. Myself, Adam, Lang, and Reed. I play Adam this week, or quotes play Adam. I'm proposing that we just play defenses and kickers to see who's got the better defense kicker. Because we're not playing for anything right now. I know we're going to talk about changing that, but right now we're not necessarily playing for anything.
I mean, that's up to you guys. You know, doesn't really matter if you
What do you
care
mean
about
it's
your
up? What
what?
do you mean it's up to, what do you mean it's up to us? Like, points four is already done for regular season. Is there a biggest discrepancy still in money
Like, I
payable?
guess if you care about like your history in the league, like the tab where it shows you your history, like the year that I took last, I took 11th. Not sure how that worked, but like, and also I think your points four adds up in the playoffs too, so.
But we're only doing it for regular
I don't know.
season, right?
for the crown, like, yeah, for like the money, like, yeah, like I won $125 that you get for points four.
Yeah, so like it's not even, I don't know. I think right now where we talked about changing this, I think we are, but these like four middle teams that didn't make it, you know, we're off the hook from the garbage bowl, which is great, but also we're not playing for anything, so we're just kind of chilling watching football now. So, but hopefully we can change that next year, in the closest year. But our garbage bowl matchup is a 2 week prolonged matchup, and it's not based on record, it's based on total points for, correct?
Yes, I don't know where the confusion from this came from.
Yeah.
Like, I genuinely don't know how we don't know these things. Like, I get that we don't have shit written down, but like, how we don't know this, it's been this way for like 4 or 5 years.
Yeah. And
It blew my mind a little bit. Like, I'm not trying to shit on the league, but like, the people that were like, isn't it 3 weeks? Like, it's never been 3 weeks. If anything, it was 1 week.
yeah.
Like, I don't understand where the disconnect there was, but hey,
For
whatever.
those that don't know what we're talking about, there was a disconnect on what the garbage bowl formation, if you will, would look like. Is it a one and done? Is it two games? And then if it's one on one, is it a three game series or is it three games total points? And how it's going to work is they're going to play 2 weeks. Matchup doesn't matter win or lose, essentially, but total points. So if you score 150 to 70 1 week and you're down and you're 70, and then all of a sudden you put up a 200 week and they put up 100 week, you could be the winner then at that point because it's all based on points for 2 weeks in a row. We did that to make sure that if someone did have a stinker, even though the two quote unquote worst teams in the league, that you still have that chance to prove that your team is a little bit better in terms of points for, right? Because you can't play defense. So that is between Nick and Levi. And Nick did something funny and he sent out a poll to our group chat we got and he said, who would you rather hit with paintballs? Nick or Levi, and it ended up turning into people that weren't even in the garbage bowl were getting the most votes for who they wanted to hit with a paintball. So I thought
Yeah, I
that
know
was
why. I think you were the leader.
kind of funny. Oh yeah. I'm only gonna shoot at Zach and Burt's probably. Like I'm gonna be that guy where all of a sudden I hit them and then you guys will be like, dude, you guys can't do that. Like I don't care. I hit them and then everyone shoots at me. Probably how it's gonna go. But I thought that was kind of funny that Nick did that. And then some people gave some pretty good solid answers. I think it was more not that I wanted to shoot at Nick with paintballs, but I just didn't want to shoot paintballs at Levi, right? It's kind of like that scenario for me.
Yeah, it's that way for me too. And I've been very friendly with Nick all year. He's been one of the guys that I hit up every week and
Oh yeah.
talk to about the season, you know.
No, Nick's been great. His
Even
Tight End
that,
University episode was great. We loved having him on.
yeah. It's
Wish both
tough.
these fellas the best of luck. I'm just happy I'm not there, to be honest. So,
Levi, I think, is setting a garbage, but he might be passing Lane with the most garbage bowl appearances of all time. I'm not 100% sure that's
you got to
factual,
look into that for next week. That's got to
but
be the
I'm
thing
almost
in
positive that is the case.
my mind.
But hey, like, honestly, with all this playoff shit starting, like, it feels weird that back-to-back weeks for me, like, I really am not invested. Like, I'm gonna put out my best lineups, like, just
Yeah.
because, like, I care about, like, playing the right guys, like, make sure I'm doing that right still,
Yeah.
like, not getting rusty with that. But, like, not being in a game that, like, has, like, actual meaning to me has been annoying, but like, I'm gonna be watching everybody else's games and
Yeah.
I'm excited for this weekend.
Even though I'm not in the playoffs and you kind of talk about how's it gonna feel next week to come on here and talk about it, we're not in the playoffs, like I'm still gonna pay attention to some of the guys playing, right? So it's still gonna be fun to look at things that way. And you know, if Joel decides to beat Jordan, you know, if Vert ends up beating Liam. Right. And or who knows, right? Maybe this week, one of your players or Zach's players out of my week like gets hurt, right? Something weird happens. So all things are still in play. We're set up for a good playoff run here. And you got something to say?
Last thing before the episode ends, I was thinking about something today
Oh,
before we recorded this.
boy.
You
Oh,
remember
boy.
when we took all those interviews before the draft
Yeah.
or after the draft?
Yeah.
We never put them in.
We did
Well,
not.
the recap episode for the season,
Oh
we're
God.
gonna play everybody's thoughts from before the year and judge them based on how their season ended up. Because the one that stood out to me the most was me and your interview, the last interview out of all the interviews. Yeah, we were a little hammered,
Yeah.
but everything that was said during that, as of right now, all my takes from the draft are like 100% accurate.
We'll definitely have
Versus
to review those.
me being labeled as a cursed individual and what I say doesn't happen. I just think it's pretty interesting.
Yeah, I definitely think I've picked up that curse from you this year. Hopefully I can send it off to somebody else next year.
Yeah, no, it just seems that seems to be a disease that's spreading from each player.
We will definitely take a look at those and break those down for you and hopefully play some clips for them. We don't have to play the whole clip, but just a few clips of boys being boys and things like that. So
Dude, they're really funny. I think just our fucking post-draft episode was so long already. Like, there was no way that we were gonna put them in. But don't think I forgot about those. And if you
no.
think you if you forgot about them, any of you listening that are in the league, they're gonna get played, and I'm
Oh, yeah.
excited about it.
And we've also got notes from a wide variety of different takes and things that have said. We can also go back and review episodes, and we might be something fun to do and recap some of those and pull clips from some of those episodes and bring them back on. So, other than that, anything else, Booby?
I am all good. Best of luck to all of our league managers this week. May the odds be in your favor.
Yeah, best of luck to everybody, and you know,
Well, I should say all managers that have something to play for, not you, of course.
Oh, all right. I was just gonna come out and say, even though I'm out, still cheering for everybody except for Verts and Zach. But yeah, everyone else, you're good to go. I'm happy for
Okay. Yeah.
you. Well,
We didn't really get into ribbing too many people this episode. I think we need to do a little more than that, but you know, it is what it is.
I just feel like I can't say anything because I'm not in the playoffs. Because then
Well,
all my
I think I was just dead right about why you don't pick a quarterback in the second round this year, but you know.
No, we would do this next episode, but I'll say this right now. My biggest mistake was not selling high on Clyde Edwards-Helaire. That was it. Not Josh Allen. It was Clyde Edwards-Helaire selling
You
high on
didn't
him.
have anybody else but Eckler and Josh Allen.
We're done. We're going to talk about this next time.
Olave was a good pick, but like,
We're done. You're acting like every pick I'm supposed to pick is supposed to be a hit guy like yours. Everyone had him. I just didn't have enough.
Josh Allen in the third round is fine, but not the second. Especially when you go Zeke in the third.
You acted like I wanted to pick him. We have to be done because this could go on forever. All right, bye.
All right, bye.
Fight. You can't dance and stay up tight. It's soon.